My name is Terry Castle, and I'm the safety officer for Missouri Task Force 1.
And can you tell me a little bit about the task force, like the different moving parts and how they all work together when you guys go somewhere like Texas?
Well, there's the part that everyone sees, the blue uniforms that we have on, but there's an army of folks that logistically get us ready to go long before we ever leave to make sure the cache is ready and everything else. And then while we're gone, there's folks back here at Boone County Fire that are logistically helping us with the things we need and also making sure that our families are safe if we have any problems at home. I mean, just because we're gone doesn't mean things don't happen at our homes and on our jobs and those sorts of things. So they support us and help us out with that and make sure that families are taken care of, that they're checked on, that the families get updates.
How many times have you personally been deployed to a different area in the country to help out with relief?
I've been deployed 5 times with Missouri Task Force 1.
What places have you been to?
Oh, let's see, Joplin, Missouri for the tornado, Hurricane Sandy, the flooding in Colorado. Let's see, to Southeast Missouri, South Missouri for the flooding that happened this year, and then also with this Hurricane Harvey.
Can you talk about what did you see down in Texas?
Well, I think the thing for me, it was the only thing I've ever witnessed here in Missouri that's like this was like the 93 flood. Everything was flooded, and that's the way it was there. Everything was flooded. I think for myself, I did not realize that Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States. So that there's just millions of people that are affected by this storm, and of no fault of theirs. And so I think it's just the sheer magnitude of the area and how many people are in that area kind of reminded me of the 93 flood times 50 because of the people that were affected by that.
And what kind of things were you guys able to do, like as far as helping? What was Missouri Task Force 1 specifically able to bring to the table?
Well, we were actually attached with the Houston Fire Department and augmenting their efforts. They didn't have enough boats and didn't have enough people because they were just overwhelmed by the sheer situation. They're affected themselves. Their homes, their fire stations were flooded, many of that. So we were able to help them. We did boat operations to bring people out of homes that water was up. They were in the second floor sometimes when we were able to pick those people up and bring them out. And just bringing folks out, getting them to collection points so that they could get to shelters where they could be safe and be fed and have a dry place to be.
How do you feel about what you guys were able to accomplish while you were down there?
We're very proud of the things that we were able to do. Those folks needed help. It's our job to help them. So we're very proud to be able to do that. And it's our pleasure to do it.
And do you have anything to say about how going down there and helping with this affected you personally? I mean, it must have been emotionally draining.
Well, it is emotionally and physically draining. We don't get to sleep in our beds and eat our food and those sorts of things. But the mission at hand and helping people is what we're supposed to do. My boss, I talked to him this morning, said that's what you're born to do. So I hope so. I think emotionally, you feel sorry for those folks. We're home. We don't know how long they're going to be displaced and how long they'll be out of their homes, if they'll ever get to go back to their homes. They maybe have lost everything they've ever accomplished and got in their lives. So that part of the emotion of it is hard because we can't fix that for them. So that's kind of hard.